gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Humility is the second most important virtue in the spiritual life, charity being the greatest. Those two, as we know, are completely connected. The depth of your humility and the height of your charity are identical. You cannot have charity without humility. Most of us are interested in obtaining charity. Most of us are not interested in obtaining humility. And the reason that we don't want humility is not because we're opposed to humility, but rather it's because we tend to be opposed to what is necessary in order to obtain it. In order to obtain humility, we need to be humiliated. And there are very, very few people that I have ever met who rejoice in being humiliated. We do everything in our power to keep from being humiliated, which also means that we do everything in our power to keep from being humble. Because what we want to do is present ourselves in a positive way, which on one hand, there is certainly not a problem with that. But where it is a problem is when the presentation is one that's proud. That is, we have no problems. Everything in my life is wonderful. It's not. We know that. And while we will acknowledge these things intellectually, the problem is usually a little bit deeper than that. And so the pride sneaks in so easily. We get proud about pretty much anything. And sometimes it's really kind of humorous. Well, if it wasn't so tragic, it would be humorous anyway. We even look at the list that St. Paul gives us in the second reading today, or in the first reading, and he talks about all these different gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure we've all met people who love to brag about the fact that they have these gifts. I can speak in tongues, or I can do this, or I can do that. It's like, it's from the Holy Spirit, it's not you. And yet we brag about it as though this is something great that I have somehow, by my own power, been able to do. Now, some of those are pretty obvious when we look at them and say, well, that's from God. How can you brag about it? Which is exactly what St. Paul says. He says, you boast about these things as though they're your own. He says, name something that you didn't receive. And if you received it, how can you boast about it as though it's your own? So this is a problem that's gone back 2,000 years, and I'm sure way before that with the Jewish people. And so why are we bragging? Why are we proud? And as I said, it can be about anything. We judge others and we judge ourselves in some of the most ridiculous ways. All of it trying to make ourselves look better. And that's just our pride. So we need to pray for humility. But even then, I mean, there are some people that I've met who are very proud of their humility. Now, obviously, that doesn't work. And so even that is why we have to be humiliated. Because there are certain things that you can do to try to make yourself more humble. But like I said, we get proud of those things because look what I did. So while we need to work at those things, the reality is, if we're going to grow in humility, we need to be humiliated. Because we can't take any pride in being humiliated. Although there are some people, if they're God is working with this, they will actually do that. They will compare their humiliations to somebody else's. My humiliations were bigger than yours. Really? So is your pride. So we look at these things and we have to say, where is the pride in my life? And we need to pray for that humility, because it is absolutely essential for all of the other virtues if we're going to be able to grow. We like most of the other virtues, and we're willing to work at them, but it's the humility that stands in the way, which means it's our pride that stands in the way. There are beautiful prayers like the Litany of Humility that Cardinal Del Valle put together 100 years ago. And there are lots of people to whom I've given that prayer, and they will bring it back and say, I'm sorry, but I can't pray this. It's like, why not? Because it's too hard. Because if those things that I actually would pray for happen, I couldn't handle it. Okay, so do we want humility or do we not? You see the difficulty. There are books written about humility. Fantastic books written about humility. The saints have written massive amounts about humility. And yet we hear almost nothing about it, because most people don't want it. So that's what each one of us really needs to look at. Do I want what God is offering? If we look at that list of things that St. Paul gives, oh boy, we'll be more than happy to sign up for those. Wisdom and knowledge and faith and utterance of all these different things and so on. Boy, that sounds pretty cool. The greatest gifts of the Holy Spirit are going to be charity and humility. But somehow those don't sound so cool. And so that's what we really need to look at in ourselves. Because whatever it is, just ask yourself, what do I find myself bragging about? What do I find myself thinking less of others or thinking more of myself? I'm better than this person for whatever reason. And that's not usually the way that we'll put it, but we just find ourselves sort of looking down our nose at somebody else. And that's what we need to work against. First of all, just to be Christian. We need this. This is basic Christianity 101. And yet it is what we fight the most. It's a really scary thing to listen to what Jesus said in the gospel. We hear about this Pharisee who goes to the temple. And this is a man who obviously is very religious. He's going to the temple, he's praying, he fasts twice a week, he pays tithes, he does all of these things. And he thinks that he's pretty wonderful because he does it. How easy it is for us to fall into a trap like that. I go to Mass and I'm praying my rosary and I'm doing all these things, and praise God that that's what you're doing. But do we then look at ourselves as somehow better than someone else? At least I'm not like this publican over here. Tax collectors were the lowlife. And for Jesus to actually say that the tax collector went home justified, but the Pharisee did not, that's a pretty scary thought. At least the tax collector, once again, came to the temple. But he was willing to acknowledge that he was a sinner. Now you and I'll do the same. Of course I'm a sinner. We all are. That's not the point. The point isn't whether we're willing to acknowledge it objectively. The question is whether or not we recognize it subjectively. That's what this publican was able to do. And because of that, he could go before the Lord with nothing to offer. The Pharisee thought that he had all kinds of things to offer to the Lord. Rather than recognizing that his ability to do what he was doing was a gift from God, instead, he took it as something that he himself was doing. And in his generosity, he was doing it for God. God was lucky that he had this Pharisee, because somebody was so magnanimous that he would do all of these things for the Lord. Well, we are supposed to be doing all of these things for the Lord, but not because we're so wonderful, but because we are so small, because we are sinners, because we recognize that this is what is owed to God. It's a matter, not that what the Pharisee was doing was wrong, nothing that he was doing was wrong. In fact, it was all very good. It was his disposition. It was the interior part that was the problem. So externally, some of what the tax collector was doing was pretty bad. And externally, everything that the Pharisee was doing was really good. Internally, at least as they came before God, what the tax collector was doing was something very commendable, and what the Pharisee was doing was condemnable. And so that's the part that we each have to look at. No one knows what's in your heart except you. And so ask yourself, as you look at the way you pray, as you look at the way you interact with other people, what's in my heart? Do I somehow think myself higher than or better than? Do I look down at others for whatever reason it may be? Like I said, we think of the most ridiculous things to judge one another by, and things that we have no control over, and yet we still do it. So that's the thing that we have to be so careful of. As St. Augustine pointed out 1600 years ago so aptly, when he saw someone doing whatever, he said, "Were not for the grace of God, that would be me." He's not looking at that other person saying, "What a loser. I'm so wonderful because I'm a bishop of the Catholic Church and I'm so super intelligent and I can write all these books and boy, and aren't I wonderful." No, he's looking at it and saying, I'm the one who would be in that boat if it wasn't for the grace of God. So yes, God has given to each one of us immense gifts. Beautiful gifts. Gifts that are to glorify God, not to glorify ourselves. And it's so easy to twist that, get it turned the wrong direction. So again, something to look at in your examination of conscience. Something to take to prayer. And something that all I can recommend to everybody here is pray for humility. But brace yourself, because that means you're going to be humiliated. And Mother Teresa of Calcutta is the one who pointed out to her nuns that it takes a lot of humiliation to gain a little humility. That's the problem. If we could just be humiliated once and have it over with, we might be able to say, all right, I'll handle it. No, that's not the way it works. We get humiliated, and of course our pride kicks right in to be able to explain why we shouldn't have been humiliated in the first place, and try to cover it up, and we do whatever we can. Instead of cooperating, we tend to fight it, which is why we have to be humiliated over and over and over and over and over again. That becomes the struggle. Are we willing to do that? All I can recommend is if you look at somebody who is truly humble, they're beautiful. We recognize what it is that they have. And hopefully we would even desire to be like that. The problem isn't the end, the problem is the means. Yeah, I wish I had humility, but I don't know if I want to do what it's going to take to get there. Well, there is only one way to get there. And because it has to happen to us, it is not anything that we can control. We can't tell God how to humiliate us, because what we would tell God to humiliate us in are the areas that really wouldn't work to humiliate us, because they're the things that we do pretty well and we're proud of them. So it would all backfire anyway. So where God sets it up to humiliate us is in the things that would be really humiliating. The things that oftentimes we want to keep hidden. The things that we don't want anybody to know about us. But you know, you get dragged through the mud enough times, your name gets trashed enough times, it doesn't matter to you anymore. Let them do what they will, let them say what they will. The only person that matters is God. And that's who you want to keep your focus on. And the wonderful thing is, when it becomes that way, then we don't go in front of God and say how wonderful we are. We go before the Lord like this publican did. Say, have mercy on me, a sinner. When we finally get a little bit of humility, we will recognize that not that we are greater than anybody, we are less than everybody. And we begin to actually see ourselves that way. That's how the saints have done it for 2,000 years. That's what we have to be able to do. Acknowledge the truth, absolutely. God has given these gifts. There are some people who are smarter than others. There are some people who are more talented than others. Not a problem. Acknowledge the gift, but acknowledge the giver and recognize it's not something that we did on our own. And recognize also that it was probably necessary that God gave me these gifts, because if he didn't, I would be in the absolute depths of depravity. So this is what he did to keep me out of that. It's seeing ourselves in a lowly way. That's not easy. It's not natural. It is certainly not the American way. But it is the Christian way. And it is exactly what our Lord taught us. And so if we can be humble, God can exalt us. If we're going to exalt ourselves, God's going to humble us. With that, it's talking about ultimately the final judgment. We don't want to be humiliated that day, because we know what that implies for eternity. So if we look at it that way, a little bit of humility now can bring us to an eternity of glory. If we get to heaven, we will be humble, perfectly humble. And the fruit of that humility is that we will be able to love God perfectly and to love all the other saints perfectly. That's what it's all about. So if we want the charity that is a necessity, we have to have the humility. So pray for that. Pray earnestly for it. And when the humiliations happen, do your best to even say thank you for them, to be grateful, because humiliation is the only way to humility.